WHFS was the best job in the world. I've been lucky enough to be on some great stations over the years in D.C., but nothing comes close to HFS. I'm honored and thrilled to be part of the documentary Feast Your Ears, and I can't wait to see it. We were a social art form before social media. We never lost our station identity or distorted our brand. We were eclectic. Listeners knew that, and they loved it.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo.
By today's radio standards, it's astonishing the amount of freedom we had on air at HFS. This was a time on rock radio before playlists and research and corporate demands. I was allowed to play whatever I wanted to play and interview whoever I wanted to interview and talk to. Again, by today's standards, it's astonishing. I had Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in the studio playing live. Little Feat's Lowell George and Linda Ronstadt singing on my show.
And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari to Hatchapeta town apart.
With radio, you hope good stuff happens and people will tune in to hear it. At WHFS, a lot of good stuff happened. Listeners love the stuff we talk about. Obscure knowledge was kind of a currency. And to get it, you had to be part of the loop. You had to listen to the right radio station, in this case, HFS, to learn about the right bands, the right record stores manned by the knowledgeable guardians who work behind the counter. We were like some of the characters in the films High Fidelity and Almost Famous. We didn't like commercial corporate radio. We felt that what was important was the tradition of musical knowledge passed on from cool person to cool person. And because we had a loud soapbox, it often started with us.
My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat, yeah!
We love to step out and be the guys that champion new artists and music that we believed in and believed would make it. I'm so grateful and so honored being part of HFS. And now on Music Planet Radio, besides playing familiar artists, we feel the need to step up and champion local artists too.
One, two, three.
Like Todd Wright, Stilson Green, John Carroll, Don Chapman, Lisa Lim, Luke Brindley, Cal Everett, Gary Smallwood, Prescott Ingle, Johnny Kaysen, Ted Garber. So on Music Planet Radio, we're taking ownership of the music culture much the same way that we did in the 70s and 80s, now without corporate mentality. The essence of the music that I loved was that it was fun, even when it was deadly serious. At WHFS, we were much more politically engaged than any other commercial FM station in D.C. or Baltimore. And for those of us on air at HFS, our musical taste grew alongside our audience. I got hired at WHFS to do a Saturday night 7 to midnight show. It was just part-time, but it was my first radio gig. I suppose what inspired me to be on the radio is that HFS offered me a show when I was broke at the time. It was a starving art school major. Once I landed that HFS gig, I looked at the world like I was seeing it for the very first time.
Hey, get a rhythm!
I kind of felt like it was my job to nurture the music, you know, and preserve it because no other stations were playing these artists that we were playing. Artists like NRBQ playing tonight at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, good example. We were spontaneous, we were freewheeling, we were improvisational. It wasn't laziness, it was a matter of being in love with your job. My show was different every day. Listeners became part of our dialogue. And this documentary, Feast Your Ears, that's coming out next spring, the story of WHFS, I think is going to capture all of that mojo that we had. Part of that journey in the 70s ushering in late 20th century music, politics, and art, WHFS was revolutionary at a time of social change and feminism and gay liberation and post-civil rights multiculturalism. Sex and drugs and rock and roll, music's powerful stuff. Feast your ears.
It's a party, 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 party.